Lesson 153, Moroni chapters 4 and 5. Introduction. Moroni recorded the Savior's instructions to the Nephites regarding the administration of the sacrament, including the prayers that priesthood holders were to use in blessing the bread and wine. Suggestions for teaching. Note: inviting the Holy Ghost to witness of the truth. As you help students identify and understand principles and doctrines of the gospel, teach in a way that invites the Holy Ghost to witness of the truth. Once students gain a spiritual witness of a gospel doctrine, they will be more likely to take action and live the gospel more fully. Moroni chapters 4 and 5. Moroni explains how the sacrament is to be administered. Before class, write the following statement on the board. Blank is the most sacred and important meeting in the church. Begin class by asking students what word or words they think go in the blank and why. After students respond, read aloud the following statement by Elder Dallin H. Oakes of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "The ordinance of the sacrament makes the sacrament meeting the most sacred and important meeting in the church." End quote. From Dallin H. Oakes, Sacrament Meeting and the Sacrament, Ensign or Liahona, November 2008. Explain that as part of this record, Moroni included the prayers as given by the Lord for the administration of the sacrament. As students study these prayers in Moroni 4 and 5 today, invite them to look for truths that can help them better understand the importance of the sacrament. To help students understand one of the purposes of the sacrament, invite a student to read Moroni 4, 1 through 3 aloud, and another student to read Moroni 5, 1 and 2 aloud. Ask students to identify the phrases in Moroni 4, verse 3 and Moroni 5, verse 2 that explain what the sacrament bread and water represent. Invite students to consider marking these phrases in their scriptures. You may want to remind the class that today the church uses water in the sacrament instead of wine, as allowed by a revelation given to Joseph Smith, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 27, verse 2. What does the bread represent? Jesus Christ's body. What does the water represent? Jesus Christ's blood. Write the following statement on the board. The emblems of the sacrament help us remember Jesus Christ, our Savior, and His atoning sacrifice. In addition to the Savior's body and blood, which He sacrificed for us, what can we remember about Him and His atonement as we partake of the sacrament? As students answer this question, they might mention the Savior's physical suffering and death on the cross. They should mention His resurrection, when His body was reunited with His spirit 3 days after He took death upon Himself. They should also mention His intense spiritual suffering and anguish, when He took our sins upon Himself, causing Him to bleed from every pore. Because He took physical death upon Himself, all people will be resurrected. Because He suffered for our sins, we can be forgiven of our sins when we repent. What can we do to focus on remembering the Savior and His atonement during the sacrament? What difference has it made to you personally to remember the Savior and His sacrifice as you have partaken of the emblems of the sacrament? After students share their insights, invite them to write in their class notebooks or study journals one way they can focus their thoughts on the Savior and His atonement during their next opportunity to partake of the sacrament. You may want to invite students to share what they have written. To help students understand additional purposes of the sacrament, draw the following chart on the board and invite students to copy it in their class notebooks or study journals. Alternatively, you could provide students with copies of it. The handout is titled The Covenant of the Sacrament. There are three columns. At the top of the first column is written, What I covenant to do. At the top of the second column is written, What I think it means to keep this part of my covenant. At the top of the third column is written, What I will do to keep this part of my covenant. Remind students that as we partake of the sacrament, we make covenants or sacred agreements with God. Invite students to review Moroni 4, verse 3 silently. In the first column of the chart, have them write the three promises they make when they partake of the sacrament. Ask them to check their answers with someone sitting near them. After sufficient time, Ask a student to summarize for the class what we promise to do as we partake of the sacrament. Then write the following principle on the board. As we partake of the sacrament, we promise to be willing to take upon ourselves the Lord's name, always remember Him, and keep His commandments. Invite students to fill in the second column of the chart individually. After sufficient time, invite a few students to share what they have written. As students share what they have written, use some or all of the following material to help them deepen their understanding of each portion of the covenant. To help students deepen their understanding of what it means to take upon themselves the name of Jesus Christ, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by President Henry B. Eyring of the First Presidency. Quote, "We promise to take His name upon us. That means we must see ourselves as His. We will put Him first in our lives. We will want what He wants, rather than what we want, or what the world teaches us to want." End quote. From Henry B. Eyring, "That We May Be One," Ensign, May 1998. Explain that when we witness our willingness to take upon ourselves the name of Jesus Christ, we commit to live as His disciples. We promise that we will not bring shame or reproach upon His name. We commit to serve Him and our fellow man. We also show that we are willing to be identified with Him and His church. How have you tried to show your willingness to take the Lord's name upon yourself? What effect has this had in your life? Invite students to compare the prayer on the bread in Moroni 4:3 with the prayer on the wine in Moroni 5:2. Ask them what differences and similarities they notice. Point out that the promise to always remember Him appears in both prayers. What do you think it means to always remember Him? Invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what we can do to help us always remember the Savior. Quote, "We should first put in place the things that make it possible to always remember Him. Frequent prayer and scripture study, thoughtful study of apostolic teachings, weekly preparation to partake of the sacrament worthily, Sunday worship, and recording and remembering what the Spirit and experience teach us about discipleship." Other things may come to your mind particularly suited to you at this point in your life. I can attest that over time, our desire and capacity to always remember and follow the Savior will grow. We should patiently work toward that end and pray always for the discernment and divine help we need. End quote. From D. Todd Christofferson, "To Always Remember Him," Ensign, April 2011. What have you done to always remember Him? How does always remembering the Savior help us keep the other parts of our covenant? To emphasize our promise to keep the commandments, invite a student to read aloud the following statement from For the Strength of Youth. Quote, "Heavenly Father has given you agency, the ability to choose right from wrong, and to act for yourself. Next to the bestowal of life itself, the right to direct your life is one of God's greatest gifts to you. While here on earth, you are being proven to see if you will use your agency to show your love for God by keeping His commandments." End quote. From For the Strength of Youth booklet, page 2. What do you do each day to help yourself keep God's commandments? Explain that as we keep the covenants we make with the Lord, He promises to bless us. Write the following incomplete statement on the board. As we faithfully keep the covenant we make during the sacrament, blank. Ask students to search Moroni chapter 4 verse 3 and Moroni chapter 5 verse 2, looking for what the Lord promises us if we will keep the covenant we make when we partake of the sacrament. Invite students to complete the statement on the board based on what they learned from Moroni 4:3 and Moroni 5 and 2. One way to finish the statement would be as follows. As we faithfully keep the covenant we make during the sacrament, we can always have the Lord's Spirit to be with us. How is this promise that the Spirit can always be with us worth our efforts to keep this covenant? Invite a student to read the following statement by Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Ask the class to listen for what the Spirit can do for us. Quote, "The Spirit of the Lord can be our guide and will bless us with direction, instruction, and spiritual protection during our mortal journey. End quote. From David A. Bednar, That We May Always Have His Spirit to Be With Us, Ensign Orleahona, May 2006. When have you received guidance, direction, instruction, or protection because of the companionship of the Holy Ghost? In addition to asking students to share experiences, you may want to share an experience of your own. Each week during the sacrament, we have the opportunity to consider how well we are keeping the covenant described in the sacrament prayers. How can this help us in our efforts to always have the Spirit with us? As you ponder what you have learned today about partaking of the sacrament, what part of the sacrament prayers is especially meaningful to you? Why? Testify of the blessings that will come into our lives as we remember and keep the covenant we make each week when we partake of the sacrament. Ask students to write in the third column of the chart one thing they will do during the week to keep each part of the covenant better. Invite them to share some of their ideas, but ensure that they understand that they should not share anything that is too personal or private. Conclude by encouraging students to follow through on their ideas for keeping the covenant of the sacrament more fully.